attendance to see where we are. Make sure we have everyone on record. Necessary to start the meeting, so we'll get started. Okay, the meeting is going to be called to order. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Is that fine?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
One nation, under God, liberty and justice.
I will start the meeting via saying adequate notice has been provided as required by Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, with respect to the Homewood Tribune to publish the same. You're here for the process of rewarding for Middlesex County as provided by state statute and is accompanied by the 2020 census. We will be doing, for purposes of this meeting, we're doing a virtual meeting with all of the clerks of the necessary towns with wards in which their council members are elected. And we'll be doing this, as a large group meeting with separate meetings in each of the towns to follow. I'm going to ask County Clerk Nancy Pinkin to administer the oath to the Board of Election Commissioners to serve as ward commissioners for each of the five towns listed, which would be Monroe, Piscataway, Holbridge, South Amboy, and Woodbridge, and to administer the oath to the municipal clerks of those towns as provided by statute to serve as the ward commissioners for their respective towns.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. I will administer the oath to the Board of Election Commissioners to serve as ward commissioners for all ward commissions and the municipal clerks to serve as ward commissions for their respective municipalities. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to say aye and then state your name and then repeat after me as we go forward.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And to the governments. Established in the United States,
and in this state,
Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully. Impartially. And justly. Perform all the duties. Of ward commissioners. To the best of my ability. So help me God. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And thank you, ward commissioners. And again, in accordance with state statute, we formed the initial ward commissions for the towns that mentioned. And as such, to move forward, I will entertain motions for a ward commissioner to serve as a chair of their respective ward commissions.
I nominate the ward commissioner Sylvia Engel to serve as chair of each of the five ward commissions.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay.
Aye.
Motion is carried. Ward Commissioner Sylvia Engel will serve as chair. I will entertain motions for a ward commissioner to serve as vice chair for of the respective ward commissions.
I nominate Ward Commissioner Daniel Franco to serve as vice chair of each of the ward commissions.
I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay.
Aye.
Motion is carried. Ward Commissioner Daniel Franco will serve as chair, vice chair. I will now turn the meeting over to Chairwoman Engel to conduct the remainder of the meeting. Thank you, Chairwoman.
Thank you. I will now entertain a motion for a schedule of public meetings for each of the ward commissions.
Dan, you're up.
I'm up?
Yeah. We're all making a motion. All right.
Go ahead.
A motion to adopt the schedule that has been shared with each of the board commissioners for in-person public meetings to review the ward boundaries and that public notices be made for each meeting of the ward commissions.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it and the motion is carried. The schedule for the ward commission meetings is approved and will be publicly noticed.
I couldn't hear that.
We've just approved the schedule of meetings.
Okay, thank you.
I will now entertain motion for a compensation schedule for the services of the ward commissioners and support staff permissible under 4044-12.
I'll make a motion to approve the compensation schedule in accordance with state statute and that all the municipalities are requested to pass a resolution with the same.
I second that motion.
All those in favor say aye, all those against say nay. The ayes have it, and the motion is carried. The compensation and that invoice from the ward commission to the municipalities be provided. I will now entertain a motion for the selection of a professional engineer to assist the ward commissioners in the performance of their duties, permissible under Title 40-44-12.
Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion that Remington Burnick be retained to serve all ward commissions as the professional engineer for the purpose of assisting each ward commission with the performance of its duties.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it and the motion is carried. Remington Burnick will serve as the engineer for the ward commissions and assist the ward commissions in the performance of the duties. I will now entertain the motion for the ward commission to accept the reallocated redistricted census data provided by the Secretary of State.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that the ward commission accept the reallocated redistricting data provided by the Secretary of State the status statutorily recorded by the public law 2021 C-419 incarcerated individuals from the state to be counted as residential addresses prior to the incarceration for redistricting purposes.
I second that motion. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay.
Aye.
The ayes have it and the motion is carried. The Board Commissioners will be guided by the reallocated redistricting census data provided by the state and shared by the Middlesex County Board of Elections. I will now ask Derek for our engineer, Remington Werning, at a top line level to review census data for the commissioners and members of the public, and which municipal boards will need to be rewarded during the process, and how they will work with the board commissioners to fulfill our obligations by January 14th. We will now hear any commissioner comments.
No, you have Remington Werning supposed to explain something.
Remington Werning.
Okay. Folks, this is Kevin Zielinski with Remington and Burnick. My associate, Nicholas Phelan, is also on the call. I'm actually in the car heading back to the office, but I wanted to be on the call, so thank you for having me. Just brief history, the census data was collected for 2020, but due to the pandemic, there were some adjustments and delays, if you will, with the release of that data. Typically, New Jersey receives the census data usually by the end of March the following year of the census, which would have been March of this year. However, due to the pandemic and other delays, that data was released along with the rest of the country's data in September. Furthermore, there was a long pass, as Tom had alluded to, that the numbers were then reallocated. What that means is the reallocated numbers, which were then released by September 23rd of 2021, states that any incarcerated prisoners that would counted by Title 40 population would artificially skew that population in a given ward. So what the law states is the last known residential address of those incarcerated people would then be counted back where they used to live, and conversely, anybody that lived outside of Middlesex that was incarcerated, or I should say incarcerated outside of Middlesex and lived there, would also be brought back in and accounted for under these reallocated numbers. So the numbers that we shared with the Middlesex County Board and now the Ward Commissioners do reflect those reallocated census numbers. So from September 23rd, by statute, you have 3 months to convene a Ward Commission, which Middlesex is satisfying by having your meeting today. And then after today, we have 30 days to come up with scenarios that would bring any non-compliant board of town within to compliance. And the compliance is, we take the reallocated census numbers, the total for a given town, we would divide it by the number of wards, then we would take that average, or that mean, if you will, we would times it by the 10% factor, and then we divide that in half. And we take that half number, that divided by two number, and subtract it from the average for your floor or your low range, and then add it to the average for the high, which gives you your 10% range that we're striving to be within. We have determined, based on that formula that we have used, that several towns in Middlesex do need to be looked at and action taken to bring those wards back into compliance. And again, I want to remind everybody, this is population, not voters. Title 19 addresses registered voters. Title 40 is strictly populace to bring any ward of town within that less than 10% deviation between any two wards in a municipality. And that's what we'll begin to do by being retained by the ward commissions to analyze that census population reallocated data and to offer scenarios to the ward commission to bring those non-compliant municipalities into compliance as stated by the statutes. Hopefully everybody heard me.
Yes, thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
We will now hear Commissioner comments.
Well, I can start. I have three items. First, the other Board of Elections commissioners heard this before, but the situation is that the congressional redistricting, the congressional lines, must be finished by January 15th, which is after our date. And the congressional lines can cut right through individual election districts, etc., because they have no variance. They have to be exactly the same in each of the 12 districts, plus or minus one person, half a person.
So, by the way, Commissioner Katz, excuse me, if I could interject, I just was in the Essex County Board through their ward commission meetings, hence why I'm on the road. I just learned that the congressional redistricting map will be adopted next Tuesday, the 21st. I know they have until the 15th of January, 2022, but I just learned, because one of the board members there actually sits on the Congressional Redistricting Committee, I learned that I believe that's going to be available next week.
The final map, because
but you're absolutely right.
I spoke to one of the commissioners 2 days ago, and it had to be by the 15th. He was hopeful that it would be earlier, but no date. So does that appear to be real, December 21st?
From what I understand, that's a verbal commitment I heard, but I would say it's better than 50-50. So I did not get that officially or in writing, but from what I understand from one of those commissioners, it will be available next week, which is good news in a way. If there's a silver lining to the delay, that we can now have that in consideration when we do the rewarding. Because you're absolutely right, Commissioner, that would impact the ward. So. We'll know by next week, but from what I understand, it will not go into the 15th of January of next year. They'll have it sooner.
That's certainly good. The second thing that I wanted to bring up, so that at that point, if that comes through, we'll be able to work with those numbers. The second thing
absolutely.
Is, I think every ward commissioner for us starting the process should have a current ward and district map of their or all of the respective municipalities, showing the population in each current election district, and if possible, per each block within the district, as well as for general purposes, number of registered voters for purposes of our doing some of the election district changes. As well as the address of each currently serving council member in these wards, if possible, with their address stuck on the map, so we can do that. So that's something that I think we should start with, because it'll give us an idea of really what we have to do. I mean, the concept. My general thinking in terms of the concept here is, to the extent possible, we want to inconvenience or change any more people than is necessary in terms of moving people from one ward to another ward, or moving people from one election district to another election district. So at least we get an idea of where we're going with it. And then the third comment I have is, how are we going to do the actual work of this? In other words, I'm happy to have some thoughts with Remington and Vernick, but it is our part of our job. I mean, if they get different, because there could be not exactly an infinite number of different scenarios, but many different scenarios. So if we have the information, perhaps there can be working groups that relate to each of the towns. Could be in person, maybe a Republican commissioner or a Democratic commissioner, a municipal clerk, and any staff necessary to at least get some working, you know, get some feel for what we want to do or what are the possibilities. Those are my comments. Are there any responses on that or thoughts?
Kevin, if you were attempting to speak, I did mute you because you had a turn signal on.
Oh, I apologize. Yeah,
no, it's all right. Sorry.
Thank you for unmuting me. Yes, the Ward Commission, we can provide the requested data and information in a map form per Commissioner Katz's comments. And I concur with working groups or input from the with that institutional knowledge that can be brought to the table. We have no problem with that. We can produce that material that Commissioner Katz outlined for those working groups. So we can definitely accommodate that.
I have a question for Kevin. This is Debbie from South Amboy. I think, do you currently handle most of the boarding services for the other municipalities, right? I think we're the only ones that use a different engineering service for that. Is that correct?
We provide this service to many municipalities and many counties. That is correct. But we're also, if I may, we're also a sub to NOWIC, who was retained by the Division of Elections for the SVRS voter registration system. So any information or adopted certified ward boundaries and consequent election boundaries would then be provided as a digital deliverable in the shapefile required to plug into the SVRS system. And we are that vendor to do that as well. So, a soup to nuts, if you will. But yes, we represent many towns and many counties.
So for the, since you don't represent South Amboy, would you still have the ability to provide us with our ward maps with population per block?
We can. We have performed this service for in other counties for other towns where we are not the named engineer, but we have provided that service and we can. If someone were to use another consultant, we would still need to be involved, as Bob Giles indicated on his on-call meeting, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, where the data needs to be formatted in such a way that it will plug into the SVRS system, and we are that vendor to do that.
No, I'm happy to use you. I just wanted to make sure that you have the ability to do that for us since we currently aren't using you. If you do, that's great. I've worked with you and other candidates many times.
We absolutely can do that. We've done it in other cases. So yep, but we'd be more than happy to help you with your ward issues.
And then for our town, I think we're going to be able to make some pretty simple changes. If I have the data on that map, I can just present to whoever you want the numbers that I think we can shift and the lines. Is there much more that's going to be needed with that, or is that pretty much, if it's a one that works, it doesn't shift my council people are still fine in those districts, and I think that should be all that you need, correct?
That should be. Typically, the three things that I ask for are your current and potential polling places, the location of your current elected officials for reference purposes, to just to be aware of where they are, because again, we want to minimize the impact. If it's not broken, don't break it, if you will. But at the same point, I follow the statutes to the letter, and under Title 40, a ward boundary needs to be of a compact and contiguous shape, if you will. Needs to be bounded by a natural or man-made feature, a roadway, a railroad, a water body, something you can see in the field. It cannot be an arbitrary line. As well as areas of potential growth that you've experienced, especially since the last census. And that's more for Title 19, because any impacts that happen to the wards will consequently impact election districts. But for the purposes of this 30-day calendar, those pieces of information would be critical, because one thing to look at the census block data, and I'll tell you, that data has really been cleaned up and refined over the decades, where we can get down to the city block level with population, reallocated population. but it's more than just moving numbers to make them match the mean that we're striving for, that fair balance. I'll give you for instance, I have worked or inherited mapping from someone that does not follow the statutes and says, oh, we need to move 200 people. I'll grab census block 1001. It has 202 moved over. Problem solved. Well, you just moved them across the highway and you created a hardship for them to navigate within their now new ward boundary to get to a polling place or the like. Or there was a 30-foot trestle that divided them, which is why they were on the other side to begin with. And there's a reason why it needs to be left alone. We look at all that demographic and geography, which is required by the statute, and that's what we'll follow. So in addition to population numbers, we also look at that geography, the topography, tax map information, to reduce the impact as much as possible and keep the moves as simple as possible. So if anybody has a scenario or has suggestions, we'll confirm that it checks all the boxes under the statutes, if you will.
And when will we be in receipt of that block data?
Nick is my associate's on the line. We actually have that parsed out for Middlesex County now. Once the word's given, and I guess I would say Tom should be my contact, so we'll disseminate everything through Tom if that's okay. I can get it to him as early as this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
The faster the better, because with the holidays it's going to be a little bit rougher to get people in for those discussions, so that would be great.
I've been all over the state of New Jersey the last 2 weeks, I know.
Okay, thank you. Those are my questions.
I have a question just on depository of information. So are we agreeing as a group that the depository of information will be going through the Board of Elections office, for no other better terminology, and that the Board of Elections office will be disseminating that information to the ward commissioners? That'd be correct. The rewarding commissioners.
That was my recommendation, but that's totally up to the commissioners. I just found in my experience a single point of contact to disseminate makes it much cleaner.
And I disagree. Disagree with you as well. I just want to make sure that it's tightened up. There's no loosey-goosey information being thrown out there. And to be candid, I know each town may not want, like South Amboy may not want what Woodbridge wants. That's fine. But all that information that goes out to any of the municipalities, I expect to be CC'd, the rewarding commissioners, on any information should be CC'd.
Agreed.
And
also, if I may interject, sir, I would keep it at the ward commission clerk level. I would not share it with the public until it's formally adopted by the ward commissioners and signed. So under statutory submission, where all parties, Secretary of State, the board, the clerks, all would get their official copy, then you're good for another 10 years. I would entertain input potentially as a working group from your public, but I would not share data until it's official, just speaking from experience.
Excuse me, I believe that the public session in terms of discussing it and such at each municipality allows the public to put input to comment on it. So
right.
If they comment on it, they have to be able to see it.
No, absolutely. But in terms of, and that would be at a advertised meeting where they would come and entertain and work it out. But like, I wouldn't let them take it home until it's all done. Is what I was stating. But absolutely, in the public portion, that's scheduled and advertised. Absolutely. No, that's not what I was referring to. I was at a commission, a ward commission meeting last night, and the public wanted to take all the sample maps home with them, and Tom Lynch's counterpart said no, not until we have the public meeting portion. They didn't want to get that data out. So I just found in my experience that seems to work best. It's still transparent, but it's not meant to not be transparent. If I'm making sense.
My last question would be on the maps. I'm just curious, for curiosity's sake, the maps that are using come from which source?
We're using the maps that originated from the federal census and then were reallocated by the state of New Jersey Division of Elections. That's the source of the data that we're using, including the maps.
So none of the maps you're using, I just want to make sure, for transparency, is coming from any of the, in our case, Middlesex County Planning Department or anything like that. Would that be correct?
Right. Well, it's funny you say that. When the data was disseminated in September and then re-updated on September 23rd, it actually was pushed out as a statewide coverage to all the county planning departments. However, they have the non-reallocated data. It since has been readjusted, re-updated for that reallocation portion, and then that was then in turn pushed out by the Division of Elections.
But the reallocated data is in your hands, not in the county planning board's hands. Would that be correct?
I know I have it. I can't speak for the county planning departments. They may have since received it. I do know the first round was disseminated through the county planning departments.
Let me make it easy. All our information is coming from you, our engineer, and not from the county planning board. Would that be correct?
At this time, that would be correct.
Okay, thank you. That's good. Okay, thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair, if you wouldn't mind, I just wanted to ask a quick question, a little bit of a piggyback onto Debbie from South Amboy. Monroe as well does not use Remington Burdick, so just to be clear, I don't have to advise my municipal engineer of anything that I might need from him, because like you just said to Commissioner Frankel, that you'll be getting the maps from the census data, correct?
We're going to get the population, the census block data from the division, and we have that. I will tell you, getting back to the three items I was looking for, which would again be polling places, a location of officials, as well as potential growth. Being the clerks, you guys are the boots on the ground, if you will, and have that institutional knowledge. May want to reach out to your local engineers for any map updates as far as growth, expansion, new streets, that type of thing to be aware of, just to confirm what I have. So I would say you could use your in-house or local engineers for that type of information that would be requested, but beyond that, no, we're fine as far as the other data is concerned.
If at all possible, could you send us like an email telling us exactly what you would need so we can make sure that we get it from our local engineer? I mean, you're talking about building approvals that are on the, you know, haven't been started, but we see potential growth. Okay.
Right. We would weigh that to sort of not leave any stone unturned, but absolutely, we can pen an email to. And again, if it's okay, I would copy all the commissioners on that and go through Tom. Yeah.
Definitely. And then my last question, which is probably still for you as well. I know we have the meetings that are scheduled in January, but with all of this back mapping and approvals, will there be workshop meetings that the commissioners will need to be attending as well, just so we know our calendar for the next month?
Yeah, and I would defer to Tom for that to set those, but what I can tell you, to answer your question, yes, there should be, but I can tell you, and I know there's two big holidays coming up, I can tell you other counties are utilizing technology via Zoom and Teams like we're doing today. We can produce these scenarios as a PDF map for discussion purposes. Meaning the workshops can be virtual. I know that question was posed to Bob Giles at the Division of Elections, and he did not say that was not acceptable. In other words, whatever you got to do, basically, given the short notice to get this done. And unfortunately, even with the republished promulgated census data for New Jersey, which was September 23rd. Off the record, on the record, I wish the division would have had their call earlier than November 30th, because the three-month clock was still ticking, which expires the 23rd of next week. So you're within compliance of the 3 months to have the Ward Commission convened, which you did. Now, after today, we have the 30 days. So I would say utilize virtual meetings. We can accommodate that to keep the process moving.
Okay, thank you.
I have one more question. In terms of you wanting to look at potential growth areas, we have several big redevelopment projects that the data is not from this census data and so will not be included in this rewarding. Why are we trying to adjust? We can't adjust to a thing that doesn't exist in the data.
Right. And again, of those three items that I mentioned, the top two would be the location of officials and current and potential polling places. The third least prioritized item would be that potential growth areas since the last census. I mainly want everybody to be aware of that because that will come into play with regard to election redistricting that might be impacted by the board lines moving.
That's not going to be till the next census. Our data will not be in there until the next census, right?
That data wouldn't be there until the next census, and our first priority, obviously, is the wards, which is due in 30 days. However, that's something that you may want to be aware of when it comes to looking at the election districts impacted by the wards under Title 19. But again, that's not due in January. You don't have to worry about that till into the summer. But that's why that's the third priority. But again, I want to say it now because if in 3 months you're like, well, why didn't you mention that back in December? That's why I'm throwing it out there now. But again, the first two are the priority, and I'm going to put this in an email to all the commissioners. But I just wanted to float it out there because that is something that we do utilize more under the Title 19 election districts impacted after we first take care of the wards.
Melissa, would you like to say something from Piscataway?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that some of us had different polling locations due to COVID. So I'm going to send Tom, I'll send you my previous pre-COVID list of polling locations, as well as my current list, or what we utilized in the last general election, as well as the ward council members. And then you will send that where you need to send it, correct?
I will use as a matter of fact, I've been hearing that from various counties where because of COVID, they had polling places that were shut down or not used, but want to bring back or consider bringing back when we stop wearing masks, if you will. But yes, what I've been doing and Nick and I have been doing is we put on your current polling places and then we'll put, you know, past or alternate polling locations, just so we're aware, because when it comes to the election districts, we want to know where they are, if they're within the election district, within 1,000 feet of the perimeter. Again, those are things that we want to kind of have under our belt, if you will, going forward, just to be aware. So yes, please send all of that, especially if you're considering reopening those. But you're not alone. That's statewide. We folks have been dealing with that.
Thank you.
Any further comments from the ward commissioners?
Yes, Madam Chair, can I ask you one question? Again, we want to make sure the public has input in everything. Are we going to have certain time limits to public comments and then come back for like we do at our regular Board of Election meetings with second bite of the apples when necessary?
We will now hear any public comments. If any members of the public have any comments to make, this would be their time.
Well, I'm still asking for commissioners as reward commissioners for comments are concerned. I want to have comments from the public, but in our Board of Election meetings, we have certain time limits that we have for a comment and then for a second comment. Are we going to institute that in our rewarding public meetings?
I don't know if there's anything in the statute I haven't looked at it, I'm sorry.
I would think we would stay with our general public speaking policy that we say as we do for our council.
Well, I guess the question is, I just want to make sure with the other reporting commissioners, I think in most public comments,
if you wanted to make a motion and have the commissioners adopt that, that would be your purview.
Okay. Repeat that. I'm sorry. There was multiple people speaking, so I only got the last half of that.
Can everybody? Let me ask a question. Can everybody hear what I'm saying right now?
Commissioner Frank, I think because it's a newly formed commission for rules, you would have to make a motion, and it would have to be adopted by the board commissions for the purpose of for debate rules, or at least comment rules going forward.
So for debate rules and for conversation, and again, this is only because of a lot of us as municipalities institute these rules. I'd like to institute a 5-minute time limit per conversation of individuals for public comment, and would have no problem if everyone is done from the public, have the person come back for I'll call it a second bite for a 3-minute comment, and that's my motion.
I would support
I'll
that.
Second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed
say
nay. The ayes have it. The motion carries. Public comment and debate will be limited as per Commissioner Frankel's instructions.
Tom?
Hmm?
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do we know if there are any public members that are participating right now, even if they haven't identified themselves? I'm only curious because I've invited both of my parties to attend, and I'm not sure if they're listening.
John,
my name's Nina Jacknowitz. I'm from the public. I was just informed about this meeting. I'm from Old Bridge, Ward 6.
Okay. John, to your question, there are members, I believe, of the public participating. Sometimes it's a little hard because they might call in, and I might just see a phone number as opposed to a name. But I do believe they're members of the public present. And I believe the next session to which the chairwoman is going to open up is for public comment. I'll help the chairwoman out on this. If there are members of the public that wish to speak, please unmute. If you're on the phone, please unmute yourself by hitting *6. Identify yourself and the town of which you reside, and please provide your comment.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Nina, would you like to begin?
Yeah, I just found out about this meeting, so I'm unfortunately late into the meeting. My name's Nina Jacknowitz. I live at 203 West Greystone Road, Old Bridge, New Jersey, around the corner from the Henry family. That said, you're talking about reopening polling stations, which would be fabulous. I don't see anybody else on the meeting from Old Bridge. Is that correct? I don't see anybody.
The clerk for Old Bridge is participating.
Gabrielle? Okay, I didn't see her name here, that's why I apologize. Well, we had at least one, if she can confirm that there was at least one station closed in the third ward, which was in the heart of the apartment complexes, and it would be really important that it gets reopened because it clearly affected the access for people who don't have cars. And I'd hope that this committee would consider reopening it and making sure that this allows for the full engagement and participation of all the voters, registered voters of Old Bridge, of course, and of course anybody and everywhere. Thank you.
Sure. Nina, thank you for your comment. I think that your comment, while valued, is best directed to Gabby and the Old Bridge Clerk's Office, as well as the Board of Elections. This this committee's purview is more the ward lines within Old Bridge and not so much polling locations, but your comment is well received. Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to speak? Through the chair.
That concludes any items for this rewarding meeting.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.